This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio News in isiZulu and English with Sneziwe Majola.
Making headlines this hour. SEED celebrates 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and another child drowning reported in KZN. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Tomorrow, the 3rd of December 2024, the Mangosuthu University of Technology Department of SEED and the Goodman Foundation will kick off its observance of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence at the Semi Hall. This annual global campaign, which runs from November 25 up until the 10th of December, aims to raise awareness about the harmful impact of gender-based violence and advocate for meaningful action towards ending it. The SEED department will host a series of events and activities providing a platform for students, faculty and wider community to engage in important discussions about gender equality and steps needed to combat violence in all its forms. The campaign serves as a reminder of the urgent need to collective action to eradicate gender-based violence and to promote respect, dignity and equal rights for all. In other news, a child has died in an alleged drowning incident in Empangeni in northern KwaZulu-Natal. It's understood the five-year-old has been swimming at a municipal pool when the incident happened on Saturday. In a statement, the city of Mhlatuze says the child from Ulundi was visiting family at the time. They have confirmed that they have since met with the family of the child and that the police have launched an investigation. It comes a day after a two-year-old died after being found by neighbors in a residential swimming pool at home in the Bluff, south of Durban. There's been a rise in drowning incidents since the beginning of November, with five incidents reported in a single week in KZN. And finally, South African singer Nomabotwe has released her highly anticipated debut album titled Hamba Ungemi. The title Hamba Ungemi translates to Go and Don't Stay, which embodies the spirit of movement and evolution. It draws from African proverbs emphasizing embracing change and the journey. The theme reflects our rich heritage and the stories of resilience, hope, and connection that resonates across our diverse cultures, says the singer. Real name Nomabotwe Jili Mthimkhulu has a career spanning over 18 years with humble beginnings as a backing vocalist for the late Stompy Mavi. Her path has been defined by innovation, leadership, and unwavering commitment to her craft, which is evident in the quality of her release. Bega bega uchonge qaleni kwakho Benga cengana nenhliziyo yakho Qashalimkile. In a financial market this morning, we are comparing South African rands to other currencies, and US dollar is sitting on 18 rands 14 cents, euros it's 19 rands 7 cents, British pound is 23 rands 2 cents, Australian dollar it's 11 rands 79 cents, Canadian dollar it's 12 rands 93 cents, Singapore dollar is sitting on 13 rands 49 cents. To recap your top story this hour, SEED celebrates 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and another child drowning reported in KZN. That is all for now. Reporting live from MUT Radio, it's your news lady, Sineziwe Majola.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.